Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Shemini, week 26, fourth Aliyah. The thigh of the heave offering and the breast of the wave offering shall bring with the offerings of fat made by fire to offer as a wave offering before the Lord. And it shall be yours and your sons with you by a statute forever, as the Lord has commanded. How long does a perpetual statute last for? The commandments, ordinances, and statutes that the Eternal gave the sons and daughters of Israel through Moshe Rabbeinu are perpetual in nature. This means that the Eternal can't change His word from one generation to the next or from time to time. This teaches us that the dispensationalist doctrine is false. According to this doctrine, some laws of the Eternal are valid only during an epoch or during a time of dispensation or when a new one starts. The Eternal modifies these laws, taking away some and adding new ones. This particular doctrine divides history of humanity in several dispensations and considers it a violation to transfer any law that is deemed as valid for one dispensation to another. For example, two of these dispensations are the dispensation of the law and the dispensation of grace. It's considered that the dispensation of the law lasted only until the crucifixion took place, and after that, it was time to change things, that is, to cancel some laws and introduce new ones. This idea is strengthened when they speak about an Old Testament and a New Testament. They believe that when the new comes, there is no more use for the old one. Then, all those who observe a commandment that is considered as part of past dispensation are attacked and deemed as false teachers who want to impose the law to all those who are not under it anymore. They think that the expression "under the law" has to do with the dispensation of the law and don't understand what Paul meant with that expression. Those who follow this doctrine oppose all the commandments that have to do with the temple service because, according to them, in the dispensation of the grace, there cannot be a temple with animal sacrifices. This relative modern doctrine has infected many Christians in the whole world, and it's creating a false image of the Eternal. It presents Him as one who doesn't keep His word and promises. In essence, this doctrine is anti-messianic because the true Messiah never spoke of a period of law and then a period of grace. On the contrary, He said that all of the Eternal's commandments would last even until heaven and earth pass away, and that the one who breaks the least of these commandments would be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, verses 17 through 19. Besides, the true Messiah has to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem according to the prophecy given upon the son of King David, 1 Chronicles 17, verses 12 and 14, and chapter 22, verse 10. This is where animal sacrifices, according to the perpetual statutes given by Moshe Rabbeinu, will be reinstalled. See in Ezekiel 40 through 48. Dear disciple of the true Messiah, don't be fooled by those who say that the statutes given to Aaron and his sons are not perpetual. When the new altar is installed in the place of the temple in Jerusalem, animals will be offered again for a fragrant smell to the Eternal. Please, let's not oppose to these statutes to avoid being considered least in the kingdom of heaven. Kol Tuv, all the best, and Shalom.